Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 15th. As Israel's government tries to decide how to respond to Iran's attack, world leaders are urging restraint. The Israeli War Cabinet is meeting again today after they failed to reach a decision yesterday, and officials say they're discussing both military responses and diplomatic options. On Saturday night, Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel, but the Israeli military says 99% of them were intercepted. Iran has said it considers the matter concluded unless Israel retaliates. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer spoke to CNN.
The primary responsibility of every single government is the protection of their people. But whether there is a response or not, we're fighting Iran every single day.
Israel has said it will, quote, exact a price from Iran, but so far it's not clear what that will be. Officials say President Joe Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the US will not be involved in any counterstrikes against Iran. They said the two leaders spoke on the phone after the attack, and Biden suggested to Netanyahu that the interception of the strikes was a victory, and so a further response would be unnecessary. Donald Trump's historic hush money trial begins today in New York. And it'll start with jury selection to pick the 12 New Yorkers who will hear the case against the former president in his first criminal trial. About 500 Manhattan residents will appear daily for selection. They'll be questioned on topics like where they get their news from, whether they've ever attended a Trump rally, or if they've been affiliated with groups like Proud Boys or QAnon. The judge can dismiss jurors if he thinks they shouldn't serve on the panel, while each legal team has 10 strikes they can use to remove a juror from the pool, no questions asked. Trump faces charges of falsifying records for a payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election, which he's pleaded not guilty to. If he's convicted, he could face up to 4 years in jail or fines. The ship crash that destroyed the Baltimore Key Bridge and left several people dead is now under a federal criminal investigation. A U.S. official familiar with the matter says the FBI and U.S. Coast Guard are looking into the disaster. They said they'll be investigating whether the crew failed to report an earlier issue with the vessel that delayed its departure. The bridge collapsed last month after a huge cargo ship lost power and hit it, and six construction workers who were repairing potholes fell into the river below and died. The woman in charge of weapons on the Rust movie set will be sentenced today. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins was killed in October 2021 by a live round of ammunition fired from a prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin. Prosecutors are asking the judge to give Gutierrez-Reed 18 months in prison, which is the maximum sentence for her conviction. During her case, they argued she repeatedly violated safety protocol on set and that her negligence ultimately led to Hutchins' death. Her attorney has requested a conditional discharge. Coming up, O.J. Simpson's lawyer talks about his will. O.J. Simpson's lawyer says he'll fight any payouts to the Goldman family. We asked CNN's Camila Burnell to explain.
Joe, O.J. Simpson's longtime Las Vegas attorney Malcolm Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that he would fight any payout from the estate to the Goldman family, saying that his hope was that the Goldmans get zero, nothing, and pointed them out specifically. Although Simpson was acquitted in a criminal trial of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman, he was sued by their families and found liable by a civil jury. Then they were awarded $33.5 million. The attorney said he would do everything in his capacity to try and ensure that they do not get anything.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.